The federal government has dismissed a Productivity Commission report that's found that the national broadband network could be anti-competitive. The Commission's report warns the returns generated by the NBN are so low that they could breach competition policy. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Canberra.
The Productivity Commission agreed to probe the NBN after three private companies argued it was unfair for the government-owned business to use its size to push them out of new housing developments. The Commission has found NBN Co.'s conduct on that front was not uncompetitive. But it says the low rate of return the NBN will generate could be in breach of competitive neutrality, the principle that governments should not use their legislative powers to give their own businesses an unfair advantage over the private sector. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, has rejected that argument. He says the NBN was never meant to generate a commercial-sized profit, and if it did, then the government would have to jack up prices for the NBN in rural areas. The technology commentator, Stilgherrian, agrees. He says the government built the NBN because the private sector wouldn't do the job.
The NBN has always been about getting a commercial rate of return, nothing spectacular, but a solid performer over a longer time frame. The short-term investors in any technology industry aren't interested in that kind of project, which is why it never happened, and that's why the NBN project, you know, is here to begin with.
The Productivity Commission says the main problem is that the government hasn't quantified exactly what non-commercial benefits the NBN will bring. The opposition's communications spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull, says the finding shows the NBN is anti-competitive. But the telecommunications analyst Paul Buddha says the Commission's got it wrong because it's approaching the NBN as a telecommunications network instead of a piece of national infrastructure.
Most of the problems that we are facing now in economic, financial and ecological terms, you know, does require national infrastructure on the level of an NBN. Why is the NBN different from electricity or water or roads?
Still, he thinks the private cable-laying companies who complain to the Productivity Commission do have a point. He says the government pushed them out of new housing developments, even though it promised to cooperate with them in the first place.
Both the government and NBN Co., you know, did the wrong thing. They, in good faith, should have honoured the promises that were made in the beginning, where there was a cooperative environment between the two. Basically, NBN Co. bulldozed it over them.
Stilgherrian says he can also understand why the companies are unhappy, but he says it's the best way to build the network.
The big contractors get used to this kind of work. They'll have very efficient procedures. The big picture, it makes perfect sense to do it in as large a scale project as possible. But you do have this problem. That puts the smaller players out of the equation.
NBN Co. says the Productivity Commission's criticisms are policy matters for the government.
Stephen Jedgetts with that report.